This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is sending Ukraine two surface-to-air missile systems, four additional counter-artillery radars, and up to 150,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammunition as part of its latest weapons packages for Ukraine, the Pentagon said Friday. The assistance package is worth about $820 million. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged his country's lawmakers and government officials Friday to work fast on passing and implementing all measures needed to join the European Union. Germany's energy regulator has listed priority areas that would have protected access to power if there are severe gas shortfalls this winter, ranging from households and hospitals to pharmaceutical companies and paper producers. Sharp cuts to deliveries of Russian gas through the Nord Stream pipeline had led authorities to make urgent preparations for a hard winter. Health authorities in Africa say they're treating the expanding monkeypox outbreak there as an emergency and are calling on rich countries to share the world's limited supply of vaccines. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
Monkeypox has been sickening people in parts of Central and West Africa for decades. But the lack of diagnosis and weak surveillance means many cases are going undetected across the continent. Now, in an effort to avoid the glaring equity problems seen during the COVID-19 pandemic, local experts want to be able to address monkeypox as an emergency so that it does not cause more pain and suffering and get quicker access to vaccine stocks. Vaccines have not previously been used to try to stamp out monkeypox epidemics in Africa. Officials have relied mostly on measures like contact tracing and isolation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. At least three people were killed by a magnitude 6.1 earthquake in southern Iran early Saturday, state television reported. Iranian media put the strength of the quake at 6.1, while the European Mediterranean Seismological Center, the EMSC, said it had a 6 magnitude. The quake was at a depth of 10 kilometers or 6.21 miles, EMSC said. Major geological fault lines crisscross Iran, which has suffered several devastating earthquakes in recent years. Sudanese security forces fired tear gas at protesters Friday near the presidential palace in Khartoum, a day after nine people were reported killed during the largest anti-military rallies in months. Protest groups demanding a return to democratic rule have said they will organize an open-ended campaign of sit-ins and other peaceful actions in response to the deaths. Sudan's ruling council and government did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Thousands of people started walking from southern Mexico early Friday morning, undeterred in their efforts to reach the United States. This despite the deaths of at least 53 migrants in Texas earlier this week, highlighting the dangers facing many migrants. The group are mostly young men from Central America, Venezuela, and Cuba. They include families walking with children and babies in strollers. A new poll finds more Americans see abortion or women's rights as a priority for the government to address following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, the constitutional right to have an abortion. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The survey by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that 22% of adults in the U.S. name abortion or women's rights as one of up to five problems they want the government to work on. That's more than doubled since December. For women, 9% in December said abortion was a priority. Right before the ruling, it was 21%. And after the ruling, 37%. Donna Warder, Washington.
A Florida judge has refused to delay the sentencing trial of Nicholas Cruz in the 2018 shooting at a high school in which 17 people were killed. Cruz's lawyers had argued that recent mass shootings in the U.S. states of New York and Texas unleashed a wave of emotion nationally that could bias the just-seated jury against him. The jury will only consider whether to impose the death penalty. Cruz pleaded guilty to the murders in October. And recapping our top story, the United States is sending Ukraine two surface-to-air missile systems, four additional counter-artillery radars, and up to 150,000 rounds of artillery ammunition as part of its latest